Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. The call-in number is 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you don't want to do that, feel free to email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Email me your questions, comments, concerns, critiques. We can make it happen. We can talk and taste about it. In the meantime, feel free, if you're listening, jump into the chat room. Say what you got to say. I'll converse with you, and maybe we can get a little running dialogue from the chat room to the show. I'm ready if you are. In the meantime, welcome to our – oh, also, feel free to go to the Facebook, Twitter. Just look up Smooth Drama. We have a Facebook show page, and you hit us up any social network, you look up Smooth Drama, you find me, add me, and we can talk. In the meantime, welcome to our Can Our Lives Matter show, part two, because that seems to be the question nowadays. You know, we say Black Lives Matter, people say All Lives Matter, except for we're the only ones getting shot disproportionately, and we're unarmed. But I'm digressing. We ain't going to start there. But we are going to finish there. And I thought it was funny. You know, the United States has been issuing warnings. You know, don't go to Iraq. Don't travel to Bangladesh. It's like, so shit. What about us traveling in the United States? It's crazy. So, I mean, and before I even had a chance to formulate that, I see the Bahamas has issued a travel advisory in the wake of the police violence in the United States, warning the residents to take extra safety precautions if they go on vacation in the United States. It's kind of funny. And though you don't know, the Bahamas is 95% black, so they care about their citizens, and this is what they had to say, and I quote their Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Immigration when they say, "We wish to advise all Bahamians traveling to the U.S. but especially to the affected cities to exercise appropriate caution generally. In particular, young males are asked to exercise extreme caution in affected cities in their interactions with the police. Do not be confrontational and cooperate. As we know, that doesn't even matter. You cooperate, you cannot cooperate. It kind of doesn't matter. You cooperate, bam, you get shot. You don't cooperate, bam, you get shot, choked out, whichever." But, you know, it's funny. I see them talking about travel advisories to Iraq and Bangladesh, and I'm like, well, hell, we here in the United States. Kind of crazy here. Really crazy here. But shout out to the people in the Bahamas. I mean, if I was the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Immigration, I would just say, you know what? Just don't even go. We're going to shut down all the airlines to the United States. We just going to hold our citizens back because we value our citizens. We don't want you to go there and die. because they're probably going to kill you if they stop you or choke you or do or say something to you. And it's not even funny, but it's funny because, you know, us telling other people to not do something, but they are killing their own citizens. But we're going to talk about some coonery here for a second. Wendy Williams. And I don't even know why I'm talking about it, but it seems like, you know, when black folks are under attack, the coons come out to play. It's like extra coonerage goes on when black folks is under attack. Wendy Williams, who comes out and says, well, we have historically black colleges. What if there was the National Organization for White People Only? There's the NAACP. And it's like, I'm trying to understand, you know, what she said. She's like trying to say, well, you know, because the reverse racism, because they have historically black colleges, kindly forgetting the fact that you had to establish black colleges because you could not go to the regular universities if you were black. You know, people fought and died so that her ass could go to school, could go to a university. And to see a crocodile as fake everything that she has, type woman, come out and say this stuff. I mean, not that I care too much for the NAACP. I can't say that I'm enthralled by them and their politics. But at the same time, I mean, when a Wendy Williams attacks somebody, I'm on whatever side she's against. So, you know, the fact that she had the nerve to talk about black colleges like there wasn't a need for it because everything was fair, because here in America, it seems like coons always feel like everything is fair, has been fair, because of their extreme coonerage. Yes, I'm coining it, coonerage. Because of their extreme coonerage, Massa's like, you know what? I'm going to hook you up. Because you're such a good coon, I'm going to put you on TV so you can continue your cooning. And hopefully you can inspire other coons to go head on and be the great coons that you are. I mean, so, I mean, when we see these coons like Wendy Williams, Clarence Thomas, and all these other cats. I mean, it's so many of them, it's like you can lose track. And when we see that extreme coonerage, I understand that they're on TV because Massa was like, you know what, I love you and how you coon for me and how you sit on your knees in front of me as I pee in your face and you go out and you piss in the face of your people with your extreme coonerage. And just passing the piss down is like Reagan used to have that trickle-down economics. This is trickle-down pissing on the people, disrespecting other people, that extreme coonerage. Maybe I'll have a T-shirt and, you know, it's like anti-coonerage, and I just have a pictures. I designed it to have pictures of all the coons on the shirt, and we have that red line with the red circle with the line in the middle, like anti-coonerage. Maybe we'll do that. In the meantime, we're going to go a little early here with our Chick-fil-A as our hater of the week. Chick-fil-A came out and decided they wanted to show their disdain for the Black Lives Matter movement, where they came out and they gave all of their employees Blue Lives Matter T-shirts, encouraging citizens to support police officers that put their lives on the line every single day for citizens across the country. And so Chick-fil-A, they're out there putting their chicken on the line, because I guess not enough black folks was coming to Chick-fil-A anyway to eat, so they decided they was going to throw themselves behind the Blue Lives Matter, you know, a.k.a. white people matter slogan. And so I guess if you're white, you're all going to go to Chick-fil-A. Now, conversely, I say to black people and to white people, if you support the Black Lives Matter movement, do not eat at Chick-fil-A. Boycott anything and everything that has anything to do with Chick-fil-A. Any business partners Chick-fil-A has, do not go there. I mean, because frankly, we know that marching won't cut it any longer. People don't pay attention to marching. And obviously, the shooting in the streets, that's not going to work either. So you have to hit them where it counts, in their wallets. Chick-fil-A being first and foremost on the hit list should never, ever go there ever again. It should be just like one of those franchises that doesn't exist. You refuse to go. You don't even, I don't even know the name, how to spell it, none of that. They don't exist anymore. And if I see a franchise in my neighborhood, I will make sure to, I'm not going to say what I'm going to do, because that would probably get me in trouble. But, well, maybe I might use the bathroom somewhere in the vicinity. No, they have cameras, so that probably wouldn't be good. And I might get on YouTube. But, yeah, Chick-fil-A, stay away from them at all costs. They are the hater of the week. Shit, hater of the year. But enough of that. I'm going to go on break. I'd be remiss if I didn't say, and, I mean, I'm in the Bay Area, if you don't know. Or first-time listener, I'm in the Bay Area, and for the past year that I've been living in my residence, on the corner every Friday, there is a group of mid to older white people who come out and they hold their signs up for a couple hours on the corner of a very busy thoroughfare, and it says, their signs say, Black Lives Matter. Now they're there. There's no cameras. They don't ask for the press, none of that. And they've been there faithfully for the past year. And once again, they're not there trying to get any publicity, because I've never seen any news cameras or anything like that. I haven't seen anything online where they're promoting themselves and trying to get famous. They're just people that are out there like, your lives matter. We support you. I thought that shit was just, that's the coolest shit ever. I mean, now this past weekend, I'm walking by there. You know, I walk around the neighborhood and you see them, and folks are honking, and it struck me that this is the first time that I've seen the honking. Now, I've honked at them before, and, you know, I've seen them, and it's like, you know, it's a touching gesture to see them, but this past weekend, everybody was honking and acknowledging and whatnot, and I'm like, you know, if we had more people like that, probably be a better place to live, but we don't. And on that note, I'm going to break. Be a little inflammatory here. This is Killer Mike. And when I come back from break, we got my homie and blogger JL going to join us. This is Killer Mike. Burn. Them things where that song is made after Oscar Grant, and it seems like Groundhog Day. same thing happens over and over and over again. All right. In the meantime, I got my homie on the line. What's going up? Going on, homie?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm all right. You? How you feeling?
I'm well. I am well, brother. I'm just listening here. And first of all, I have to say, right on with the right on. Preach it. Everything you said, I agree with. And there is a serious issue going on here at hand. And something that you touched on that really just, it touched my heart because it's exactly what I've always wanted to say. Historically black colleges are historically black because we were excluded. And I'm shocked and kind of flabbergasted that people who should know this and know better would have the nerve to say that that's a part of our own racism and a way to exclude others.
Well, I mean
bottom line.
Yeah, who are we talking about, though? We're talking about Wendy Williams there.
Wendy Williams, thank you.
Yeah, I call her Wendell. She's more like a Wendell Williams to me.
Just as crazy as she want to be. And
right.
She knows better. And, you know, if this is not publicity, I don't know what it is. Just maybe, baby, you need to get your mind right because that is so just what is wrong.
No, coonerish. It's
coonerish. Right? You act like you don't know. You know what you're saying. And it's scripted, and you were told to do it, and you put yourself at a level to go on and do that, to be what's so-called at top. In the end, there's a judgment, and you're going to have to account for that. And the consequences, baby, on your soul alone, are going to be horrific. Untold terror.
But see, you're assuming that Wendell has a soul. But
yeah.
I got it. Now, I don't know if you saw in Minnesota, the Minnesota Lynx. Saying the change starts with us, justice and accountability. And the phrase Black Lives Matter on the back of the shirt Saturday in their game against the Dallas Wings. But what ends up happening, police officers left their jobs to show disagreement with the player's message. And their union representative says, and I will loosely quote him, and he says that, because people take these incidents and they rush to judgment without knowing all the facts. And it's like, well, whatever the hell, because I refuse to say his name. I have the name, but I will never say his name. He says this, but it's like we saw the video tape of unarmed men getting shot point blank. I'm always, it's not amazing or something that's amazing or to be amazed by, but the fact that we see videotape of killing of unarmed people, but we're always told do not pay attention to that video because that video has a slant. You want to touch on that?
Okay. Excuse me for interrupting, but what does a slant have to do with people dying? There's no coming back from losing your life. So slant or no slant, somebody is 6 feet deep. Somebody's family is in mourning. There are tears being shed. How just nonchalant and easy to pass off. What an excuse. That's not even an excuse. It's a piss poor excuse. It's like, excuse my language, but what the fuck? What, slant?
Right. Well,
so, that's a complete fallacy. It's so invalid.
Yeah, I've always sat here and wondered. I mean, because as they'll tell us, we're on video, shit is indisputable evidence. I mean, when it comes to us, indisputable, beyond the shadow of a doubt. Yo, don't lie, and they'll show it over and over and over again in court. But for some reason, shooting a guy running away, shooting a guy who is clearly under your heel, or shooting a guy who's sitting in the car with no gun in his hand, that and you know it came out that the tape for the audio recording where he says, "I'm going to stop a car." He goes on to say with his punk ass, "The two occupants just looked like people that were involved in a robbery." And he goes on to explain, "The driver looks more like one of our subjects just because of why the set nose. Wide set nose." Remember, at first it was the broken tail light. Now because you have a wide nose, you are a robbery threat.
Can we get a clear picture of the rules? I mean, how many times do you get to tell what had really happened? How many different stories are there going to be of why you pulled him over? Now that one statement alone has made him online, he was a robbery suspect, by him saying that. And that's not the case. You're a robbery suspect, but you have your baby in the back?
Right. Don't you know that's a new age criminal? You bring your kid with you so you can teach them how to treat.
Bring your kid with you, new age criminal. Who would divulge that they have a pistol on them if they're trying to get away? You know you're black. You know he's going to stop you. You know he's going to ask you for your information, and you're there ready to submit to him and give him what he needs. And he sees it and decides, you know what? F it. I'm going to shoot you. I'm going to give you an order to shoot you.
Right.
Give you an order.
There's no explanation for it. And see, once again,
no,
it's another...
No, the explanation for it is, you know... There's an explanation for it. You're black in America. That's the explanation for it. And nobody cares up high who can change it because it's too big of an issue.
I'm gonna say, I was so upset because Obama.
No.
I'm coming.
Okay. What did you call it? Cooterage? Go on with your bad self, Obama, and your cooterage.
If I may be
so blunt.
He cut short his trip overseas to come back to address the police being shot.
Right.
He was overseas to talk about the black man being shot, and he wouldn't say black man. He just said, well, a group of people who just happen to feel that their needs aren't being addressed are going to be angry. It's like you can say, hey, black folks are tired of being killed indiscriminately when they're not committing crimes. They're innocent, unarmed citizens being killed. He can't even say that. And he comes back and he uses the words despicable when he talks about the police shooting. And I agree with that. But why couldn't you use the word despicable when you talked about unarmed people on video being killed?
Do you want to know why? Because words have a way of implicating you. He doesn't want to implicate that he's sympathetic to the cause and he knows what it is, but can't truly say it because of his level and where he is and what can happen to him. Self-preservation. Well, you can say it if you believe it. But
when you say
something and use a certain word, it can implicate you. Him saying what he wants to say about black people in America can implicate that they really owe us reparations.
Well, I mean, this beyond reparations, these are this is a guy where the police union criticized him for his shooting response and called for a hate crime investigation. Now we're talking about they're talking about hate crime investigation. And as you notice, whenever they show the picture, they show the picture of dude in dashiki with the fist up. They don't show him as an Army military vet in his Army gear. They don't talk about apparently he had some mental issues like the majority of the folks that come back from these battle zones overseas. They don't do none of that. They just show the fist picture in the air. And I'm like, these are the folks, they're criticizing you talking about hate crimes. And I'm like, well, what about the hate crimes that are happening when you're killing unarmed citizens? I know we used to be property, but damn.
Yeah. So what does that really say about the Constitution and white supremacy and white privilege? I mean, I saw something on Facebook just the other day where they were saying, you know, Charles Manson is still alive and well on death row.
Right.
They killed Samuel Tookie, or Stanley, excuse me, Stanley. They killed him, even though he was a writer of children's books. He changed his life around, you know, but they killed him. And that's white privilege for you right there. You take a convicted man who's on death row for years, for brutal murder, for assisting and brainwashing young people into going and murdering a pregnant woman, and you're still alive on death row. About what you do in this day and age and getting out. You're actually rich on death row. Did you know Charles Manson is a millionaire?
Yeah, I know. I mean, that shows you how sick folks are, that folks would support somebody whose very cause is to kill you, dismember you, and splatter your blood in the name of him.
Exactly. And that's why privilege, and it's crazy because it is now set and it's in stone. Black people, black men, black women, black babies, black children, there is a law, a separate law for us to live by. If you don't want to die in the streets, you have to look a certain way. Your Afrocentric features, you have to hide them. Women, go get weaves. Go get this. Make sure your hair is straight. Perm your hair. Because your stuff is not accepted, and it can get you killed. And then from a mother's perspective, what is this doing to our children psychologically? That little girl in the car, if you saw the video, she told her mother, it's okay, mommy, I'm here with you. Psychologically, and she's 4 and she can say that, and she just saw a death. She's not crying. There's something not, it's a disconnection. It's
well,
a new plantation, and it's a new clan, and they're saying blue lives matter. All lives matter, but black lives that are supposed to matter, supposedly, are not mattering. And it's not being their rights. It's the rights of humans.
Well, hold that thought. We have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome back to Smooth Drama. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hello.
Okay. So I have some comments too, because it's really crazy how they apply the laws and rules to us, especially if you look at not only this sniper who they killed with the robot, but you see his family. The media is following his family around. The media didn't follow George Zimmerman's family. They didn't follow Dylann Roof. No one else had their family followed around and plastered on the news.
Well, we know why. I mean, because it dehumanizes and it fits a certain agenda. I don't mean to cut you off, but we've got a few more callers here. Thank you for your call. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. How can I help you? Caller? Caller going once. Caller going twice.
Sold.
All right. Anyway, caller, if you want to come back, feel free to hit us up again. And anyway, in the meantime, yeah, I mean, as the caller said, there's a certain agenda. You want to dehumanize and show a face of the family, and you want to make them in contrition for what their child family member does, but there's no contrition to the Dylan Roos family. There's no contrition for these officers' families who, time after time, they kill whoever, whenever, however, and they just go on vacation. Nobody's chasing after their mother saying, how do you feel about your son murdering somebody? They don't chase after their brothers, sisters, cousins, wives, whatever. None of them ever get pulled over and talked to. I wonder why that is. I mean, we know why it is, but you wonder why that is. Any comments, JL? No.
Well, I think that I know why that is because lack of knowledge. My people perish because of lack of knowledge. Not taking the time to educate yourself. Ignorance.
Well, I don't think lack of knowledge, not to disagree with you, I mean, because we know lack of knowledge hurts, but in these scenarios, knowledge has nothing to do with it. I think it's more you're talking about we allow a slant to happen again and again and again. As I started off this segment.
Yes, saying, but that's why we allow the slant to happen, because there is a lack of knowledge to even know that you should not be allowing this and taking action and brainstorming and coming up with a plan to stop this.
Well, yeah, there's definitely, although I think the caller is back.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. Let's try this again. How can I help you?
Hello. Hey, how you doing? This is Mr. Research, caller from California. You know, I do agree with the sister, but I do agree with you also. The issue is the repetitiveness of the whole thing. If you have, if you know what you should be doing and you don't make the change, then, you know, that's insanity. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, you have, in our culture, the warriors are too minimized to make a difference.
Okay. I think we lost him. But yeah, I mean, we're minimalized as a people. You know what we say, that JL says, yeah, the lack of knowledge. So now going forward, we have to look at, okay, how do we combat the media slant against us, and overall what they do to us? I mean, because what we've done in the past, as far as riots, gang truces, and rallies, sit-ins, whatnot, well, just the rallies, that's not working because the deaths keep happening. Going into the break, when we come back, we'll talk about what we can do to affect this. And I'll come back to the rest of the callers and we'll talk about it. In the meantime, we're going to go on break here. This, the Mortal Technique, Reverse Pimpology. That nigga wanna be pissed for grand. Since 1997, I'd rather be rich and unhappy than broke and miserable. Cause the game don't give a fuck, it's too liberal, and that's pitiful. So my position is pivotal. You can hate me all you like, but you work with the principle. I inspire revolution, the government's not invincible. Vietnam and Venezuela, I sit now that they pimping you. All up in the hood like McDonald's and liquor. Selling AIDS medicine, well we know you got the cure, nigga. You live in your conspiracy theory. From a mental perspective, it makes more sense clearly. Cause more over, that's what we go to war over. And numbers go high, less we can push the core over. Free markets make money disingenuously. But I invest in agriculture, biochemistry. And this smart nigga from the hood, pussy, what type of crime is that? But except for like, you from all the way to
you're looking for the money of the fame. The players and the rules ain't changed. We're still trying to leave a name. So we're here now.
If the players get played, rich people get robbed and broke niggas paid. New York, London, Chicago, Philly, and LA, Miami, DC, three more and out.
Get out of the brain game. We deserve to stay that way. If we didn't, it's a crying in shame. But we're concerned about it now.
Supposed to be a pretty girl with the world stuck to her. And I've been there, the brother that's tired of fucking her. Lots of different girls with someone else's one night stand. I'll probably make some bitches nervous listening when they men. And if that offends somebody, I'm sorry, fuck you. What you think? Revolutionaries don't like to fuck too. You just gotta beware of dangerous coochies. Cover your head like a coochie. So rappers think that they live in the movie. But so they get herpes, the clap from a poopy. And I don't need to shout you out. Nigga, you know who you be. People are only players who think I play. And that's not, let me go with that shit since the seventh grade. If you got your heart broke, life sucks, doesn't it? Fuck up someone else's life because of it. Someone hit your mother like that, that's why you bobble it. Before jail or racist cops, that's what you try.
Who's the one to break that plane? We get trapped in a cycle of pain. With a generation headed down the drain. How we turn it out.
Now if the players get played. If you don't move in the game, you cheated on it, gangsta spray. Jersey, Detroit, Denver, Phoenix, Atlanta, Texas, Vegas, Seattle, and Brooklyn.
Children of fame, what the hell is going on in your brain? We don't care.
I'm not a crack rapper, I'm not a backpacker, I'm not a whack rapper. Moonlighting as a bad actor. I treat labels like the project cause I'm a hater. Went to the Sony building and pissed in the elevator. Catered our hustlers, crooks and cheap smugglers. Bootleg my own album to reach customers. Every city, state, and country the hood loves me. Even Aborigines in Australia love me. My fans are all of color. And J now, who the fuck you think made Snoop and Dre platinum? Call up any major record label and ask them to say something. Devils in disguise and hip hop. That's more than Republican fundraiser for Kid Rock. I hope one of my fans has one of your kids shot and blames it on acid, Prozac, and Slipknot. Pussy acting hard like a bitch cop. I'll drop you to the floor like a reverse wristlock. Catch your food and shit on you like a highway pit stop. I make a revolutionary out of kids that use the flip flops for government. Hit 9/11, the core of Iraq and the history of the self right on track. That's a tragedy. And if the comedy begins, why? Cause it's funny, motherfuckers don't see it come around again.
Can we be free?
Smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Immortal Technique, Reverse Pimpology. Open your eyes before you die. In the meantime, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Oh, man. So now, it's what we do now. I mean, because I'm not rallying. Rallying does nothing. Not going to be loot. I mean, the whole rioting and looting, or we showing them what's up, burning up your own neighborhood, that shit doesn't work either. So now what? I mean, I have a proposal. I think, like we talked about, boycotting Chick-fil-A and anybody else who endorses this madness. I mean, when you had to sit in where they wouldn't ride the bus and the bus companies fell and didn't make any money, and they had to come to the table because America responds to the dollar, period, point blank, nothing else. If you want the system's attention, stop giving them money, and they will listen. So, I mean, there are some movements. One event that I was invited to, July 17th through 31st, where we're spending money only with black establishments to try to show them, hey, look, we serious. We not fooling with y'all. Now, I know for some of you, it may be a hassle, but at the same time, what's going on is not going to change unless each and every one of us is on the same frequency and understanding what we need to do and how we need to do it. And how do we do that? You can only hit the money. You hit the money, they listening. Because if we don't know anything about the establishment, we know how they love their toys. They love the money that they get from you. So, if you're down, hit me up on Facebook. I will send you an invite on our Facebook show page, or just add me on Facebook or email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Because actually going to the Indiana Black Expo Wednesday, and it's another thing that I plan on talking to with some of the other black business owners there. And I think it's important that we come together and have a unified voice and make it happen. But it doesn't start with one person. It starts with us all. So if you can, just don't spend with them at all. If you can spend, you look up black establishment, everybody has access to Google, Bing, whichever one, Ask Jeeves, whichever one is your choice of a venue as far as searching online. And I'm sure, I mean, it may be hard trying to find black grocery stores, whatnot, but I'm sure you can find some stores and some other vendors. And as black business people, if you are a black business person listening, I mean, it's important that you, one, embrace this and embrace our people at the same time. Very important, because as you can see via what's going on in America, things don't change. They never will. Case in point, in the Freddie Gray case, Groundhog Day. Officer Caesar Goodson Jr., one of the six Baltimore City police officers charged in the connection to the death of Freddie Gray. The judge dropped an assault charge and dismissed the, and I'll say his name, Judge Barry Williams. He dismissed the, in Baltimore, Circuit Court Judge Barry Williams. So if you're in the Baltimore and the B-more area, if you're going to vote, I understand not voting for president because that doesn't matter. But on the local side, vote that cat out, Judge Barry Williams, because he's one of them judges that are against us. He not only did Caesar Goodson get off, but all of them had their second-degree assault charges dismissed. And this is after three trials. And after three trials, he still has yet to rule that any of the officers committed crimes. Yeah, Groundhog Day. Not that any of you listening are surprised by it, but just to reinforce it, someone is dead, and it doesn't matter. They're not going to get charged. He hasn't even addressed them being charged or fact that they committed a crime, even though a young man is dead. But that's America. Was that old John Cougar Mellencamp? Ain't that America? You and me, little pink castles for you and me. Only we don't get the pink castles. We get our pink tongues hanging out when they choke us and kill us. And well, I have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. How can I help you?
Hey, this is Rome. How you doing tonight, brother?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Cool, man. I'm chilling. I'm just calling. It was me in the chat room asking about the open mic.
Oh, okay. Well, right now we're talking about the police violence and how it's affecting us and what we can do to go forward. Is that something you wanted to address?
Oh, well, no, I'm a writer. I'm a poet. I was just asking for open mic to share a piece. But I did hear what you were saying. You brought up a good point as far as the voting goes. Our vote necessarily doesn't help with the presidency, but it does help in your state as far as who you let stay or hold those positions of power that they have as far as the politicians, governors, and judges, or where your votes do actually count.
Right.
Where things matter and what does adjust the law.
Okay. Well, we'll do this. Email me, and we can talk a little bit more about the open mic. But thank you for your call, brother. You have a good night.
All right.
All right. Yeah. And so, because if we look to them for assistance or any kind of justice sustenance, you'll get what North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory said when he signed a bill into law on Monday that makes police dashboard camera and body camera footage exempt from the public record. Because, you know, in order to get justice, you need less transparency, not more. So what House Bill 972 does, it makes such video accessible to people who could be seen or heard in it, along with their personal representative, but they must file a request to obtain the footage. And if the request is denied, the commissioners must go before the state superior court. And so requests can be denied to protect a person's safety or reputation or if the recording is part of an active investigation. So, now, what me and the brother Rome just talked about here, the caller, your vote counts when you talk about local officials. So So you get a justice like that punk-ass judge in Baltimore who refuses to charge the officers. They just decide, you know, hey, that video can't be accessible because of whatever BS decision they decide to hand down. You go to the superior court in your state that you can vote in or out. They do the same thing. See, on the local level, you can hold these cats accountable, which is what I urge everybody to do on the local level. Look, I can understand you don't have any as far as presidential, but as you can see, North Carolina is the first to say, nah, this stuff is exempt from the public record. So you're going to see it going forward be something that's implemented nationwide. It's not a stretch. And so when you think about that for a second, you say, okay, why is this able to happen? Where justice just can't happen. I saw this and it maybe explains it. As reported by New York 10, Channel 10 Live, New York City tap water contains 11% moly and 6% oxycodone. Now they say 11% of the drinking water and 6% of the drink. Well, I can't speak. It's contained in 11 to 6% of Molly and oxycodone. They say that it's because of drug dealers dumping their drugs in the toilet before getting caught by the police. And they also say they have a lot of pain pill abusers who also try to get rid of their pills before they go off to rehab. And apparently they say this is because of the partygoers and addicts in the area. So if we take this into account, yes, maybe we can just say that it's not just lead in the water like in Michigan. Maybe all the drugs in these major cities in the water affected people's judgment. And so with that molly, with that oxycodone, and Lord knows what is mixed up in the water, maybe folks just can't, you know, they can't function or they can't think right. And maybe that's what's happening. Because, I mean, yeah, in the New York area, it's like 8 to 9 million people. And if you say 10% are dropping drugs, and then you start talking about the different metropolitan areas and all the folks dumping their drugs, maybe that's the reason why we're so crazy and we can't get nothing done. We're all drugged up. We're all just silly high. Now, on that note, I want to thank my blogger, JL, for coming on to the show. And I want to thank all the callers for listening and everyone else who happened to listen, whether you called, emailed, or participated in the chat room. Thank you. And I will holler at y'all later. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.